8 years.
How are you, mate?
Going well.
I'm going well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just pop that there.
No worries.
All right. Bit nicer today than last Monday walking into the club, Drewsy?
Yeah, it's always better after a win. So, good feeling. Bit of improvement, which we're happy about.
Have you had a chance to look through in the game yet? What did you take out of it?
Yeah, we just had our review then, so a couple of important things going into the game were to get our contested footy right and to get some real pressure on the opposition, and we thought we made some real growth in those areas.
Would you say still a work in progress to get back to your best though?
Yeah, definitely. Like there's some improvement there, but we've still got a lot more room to keep growing over the next few weeks and a few areas in our game that we think we can still get much better.
What about Matty Broadbent? I think missed again on the weekend. How close do you think
he'll
be this week? Is he a test?
Yeah, he'll be a test again, and it will be how much consistency he can get with his training and what speeds he can move at. You know, he's probably at a position now too where he needs to play with the Magpies and get that in first. So we'll assess that and see how it goes during the week.
Grizzy, have you locked in a final spot? Are you comfortable?
I haven't really looked that far ahead at the moment. Probably from a wins point of view, you'd say we'd be pretty close. But our sole focus is going to be on the Bulldogs this week, and we'll worry about those things over time.
How do you assess yesterday's game? Because it seemed like you controlled for most, but then Collingwood kicked four in a row in that third quarter, really put you under the pump before, you know, Dixon and Robbie Gray really stepped up in that last quarter. Were you happy with overall how it went? Or?
Well, happy overall. Like, yeah. Always happy to take the 4 points.
Yeah. Collingwood breaking the game down though. Like, what
yeah, aspects? And Collingwood were coming into that game. You know, I don't think they'd lost in a month. They played some really good footy. It was probably their best patch for the year. And I think we've got to give them some real credit with how they've, I guess, changed and the way that they moved the ball. They made it quite difficult for us in that first quarter to get it back. So we had to change some things defensively and. We were challenged at certain parts there in the third quarter and a little bit in the last there as well. And I think it's a good sign of maturity that we're able to then respond and come back from that and finish strongly. Boakey had some big moments in there, and our leaders again, you know, stood tall. So it's a pleasing performance, but you know, there's always still some room to keep improving.
How do you now make sure the group is, you know, still up? You know, is this the, I don't think you'd be able to string three wins together. I know this would obviously be two if you win on Sunday against the Dogs, but how do you make sure they're mentally right, knowing, you know, so much is on the line against another team? Any for a finals place?
Well, it's that time of year where there's no sort of margin for error. We know how tight the ladder positions are. We know what every team's playing for. So, you know, for us, it really comes down to our preparation. You know, we've got to prepare well, recover well early in the week, prepare well during the week, train well, make sure we pick the best side available to go in and perform well on the weekend.
Speaking of, do you think Homsch and Trengo, did they do enough on the weekend? Were you happy with what they'd been the sample?
Homsch didn't play.
Sorry.
So he had a spell with his hip, so he'll, I guess, be a test, but look like, you know, playing this week. And Trengo was really impressive. Went back and played the way we know he can play, and led that side really well.
Having said that, his like-for-like replacement in the AFL, do well, wasn't too bad. Happy with his work yesterday?
Yeah, he's been. It's always great to see someone like that come into the side and just bring so much energy. You know, coming off a knee, you see the hard work that those guys go through, and he's actually, you know, physically a really ready AFL player now. And I just think he had some really great speed behind the ball for us. And I think everyone was really happy to see him get that moment right at the end of the game, just to finish the goal and come off the back of a really nice defensive effort. So. It was great to see him in, and he definitely added something to our side.
When you say Homsch will play this week, will he play in the sample? Because I know Kenny last week, obviously, with there was the hit, but he did admit Homsch's form's been down a little bit as well in the past month or so.
Yeah, can't confirm that at this point. We'll have a chat during the week and see what's the best makeup for our side, what we need.
What about Ballarat? Have you had any reports about the venue and facilities and that sort of stuff?
Not at this stage. We've certainly travelled the globe this year from China to Ballarat, so it just presents another challenge down there, and a community environment and stuff. It should be a good feeling.
Do you see it as neutral territory, or do the Dogs have an advantage?
I'm not sure they've played there, have they? I wouldn't say it'd be a strong home ground advantage, and I think it holds 11,000 people or something, so it'll probably have a real sort of community country feel to it, which should be a good place to play.
When you play at a ground like that for the first time, do you send like an advance party during the week, or do you get, you know, specifications about the ground's dimensions, or how do you go about doing that preparation to make sure you're prepared for it?
We've probably got a few players on our list that have played a bit of footy there. We've got a couple of guys that come from North Ballarat. We've got some, obviously, players that have played TAC footy or VFL footy there. So first thing everyone says is it's cold. So they'll notice that change. But it's actually a really good venue. I know they've built some new facilities and stands and stuff there. So we'll get there on Friday and probably have a bit of a walk around and kick and catch out there and, yeah, look forward to playing there.
I'm thinking more in the direct dimensions of the ground, because obviously, you know, you see like school save and Geelong is obviously narrow pockets and they use that weather advantage, and you know, ground like Subiaco is really wide and long and stuff like that. So do you guys have an idea of the specific dimensions of the ground in Ballarat?
Oh, but it's not something we've spoken about at this stage, and even in some of those grounds, you know, they're marginal changes anyway. They're little conversations that you'll have after you have a look around the venue on the Friday, and then we'll have a couple of meetings and stuff when we're over there and be able to address those things then.
Is Ollie nervous?
Probably. that'll be what it is, and we'll find out in a couple of hours and deal with that then.
Didn't look too bad, did it?
I don't think so. but yeah, we'll just wait and see.
And Sam Powell-Pepper, he's good to go for Saturday. I think Ken said last night that he's, you know, raring to go and really keen to get out there.
Yeah, young players aren't too keen on having a week off. But he's been really strong for us this year, and even yesterday, just that bash and crash around the footy, he is very important to us, and we love what he brings, and I expect him to come back into the side this week.
What about how impressive Chad's return was?
Yeah, he's a good player. certainly miss that when it goes out of the side, and you know, it's probably another thing too when he went out from Melbourne, that you know, just the ability to have him or Robbie around the footy all the time when they're both in the side and the other one forward, and we definitely did miss that the last few weeks, and just his composure and ball use through there is, you know, it's no big statement to say he's really important to us, and we love what he brings.
He's next level this year, though, isn't he? I mean, he was always a really, really good forward, but he's going to the mid and he's dominated.
To his credit, he's learned a different role, and he's had to add some physical components to his game that he probably hadn't worked on as much before this year. So Bossy's been fantastic with the work that he's done for him, and he just adds a different look to our midfield. You know, we've got Ebert, Wines, Powell-Pepper are really strong contested players, but he's just got that smarts around the footy and just uses it so well that we really do like what he's brought into the midfield this year.
Practice that one with Robbie during the week around the back.
Yeah, he's got some tricks. Yeah, he's by the end of the year, I think you'll have a nice highlight reel.
Thank you very much.
Good
morning.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
We're good.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Oh, no,
he's like,
yeah.
your clans
have
missed the short one
outside. We'll probably get Jason
to
8 on the last day.
Good effort by me, Jack. I'm shooting too.
Yeah, I know you.
Oh,
that's
right. Well, once I went down to Crows one day and I was like, you got some nerves this weekend. The car goes, yeah,
it
could be good
in
the
GFL.
Yeah, well, that's a plus for you,
boys,
isn't it?
I think
just points for a pre-season game.
I'll get the mic, Rennie. I'll be right. Cool, mate.